Chapter 5. Change and Permanence. Aristotle took a sensible attitude toward the thinkers who preceded him. He said he thought it was wise to pay attention to what they had to say, in order to discover which of their opinions were correct and which were incorrect. By sifting the true from the false, some advance might be made. Two earlier thinkers, Heraclitus and Parmenides, held very extreme views about the world. Heraclitus declared that everything, absolutely everything, was constantly changing. Nothing, absolutely nothing, ever remained the same. One of his followers, Cratylus, even went so far as to say that this made it impossible to use language to communicate, for words are constantly changing their meanings. The only way to communicate is by wiggling your finger. At the other extreme, Parmenides declared that permanence reigns supreme. Whatever it is, is. Whatever is not. Nothing ever comes into existence or perishes. Nothing at all changes. Nothing moves. The appearance of change and motion, which Parmenides acknowledged as part of our daily experience, is an illusion. We are being deceived by our senses. In reality, everything always remains the same. You may wonder how Parmenides could persuade anyone to accept so extreme a view, and one so contrary to our everyday experience. One of his followers, a man named Zeno, tried to invent arguments that would persuade us that when we perceived things moving about, we were being deceived. We were suffering an illusion. One of these arguments ran somewhat like this. You want to hit a ball from one end of the tennis court to another. In order to get there, the ball first has to go through half the distance. It has to reach the net. In order to get there...